Information System Architecture Components. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the information system architecture as a model of how the organization operates regarding information. The model considers four factors. 1. Organizational functions. 2. Communication of coordination requirements. 3. Data modeling needs. And 4. Management and control structures. The architecture of the information system should be aligned with and match the architecture of the organization. The core technologies of the information system architecture can be summarized as databases and their management systems, networks, software, and configuration. Database and database management. The core of information system architecture is the database, which is a structured repository of data serving a specific need, such as a transaction record or an employee file. When enterprise resources planning systems are used, they provide a pre-built database structure that can be leveraged. Databases require a database management system, DBMS, which is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as software designed for organizing data and providing the mechanism for storing, maintaining, and retrieving that data on a physical medium, for example, a database. A DBMS separates data from the application programs and people who use the data and permits many different views of the data. Related terminology includes data manipulation language, for example, structured query language SQL, which is the language used to query and manipulate a database, and data dictionary, which, as defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, is 1. A catalog of requirements and specifications for an information system. 2. A file that stores facts about the files and databases for all systems that are currently being used or for the software involved. Networks. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a network as the interconnection of computers, terminals, and communications channels to facilitate file and peripheral device sharing, as well as effective data communication. Linkage between computers and servers is usually through a local area network. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms as follows. Server. A computer or software package that provides a specific kind of service to client software running on other computers. Local Area Network, LAN. A high-speed data communication system for linking computer terminals, programs, storage, and graphic devices at multiple workstations distributed over a relatively small geographic area such as a building or campus. Wireless LANs use radio waves to transmit data. Wireless systems are less expensive to set up since they require no wiring, but they do require higher security to prevent unauthorized interception and use of data. Companies use wide area networks to share information between geographically dispersed facilities. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary states that a wide area network, WAN, is a public or private data communication system for linking computers distributed over a large geographic area. A virtual private network, VPN, a low-cost internet-based secure transmission method, can allow secure communications with individuals and organizations in various locations. VPNs use encryption to ensure secure communications. External VPN users see the system as if they were in the facility using a LAN. Two other network terms from the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary are intranet and extranet. Intranet, a privately owned network that makes use of internet technology and applications to meet the needs of an enterprise. It resides entirely within a department or company and provides communication and access to information, similar to the internet, for internal use only. Extranet, a network connection to a partner's network using secure information processing and internet protocols to do business. Software. Software describes programs that create, display, modify, process, and analyze the data in databases in various ways. Types of software include operating systems and applications. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, an operating system, O/S, is a set of software programs that control the execution of the hardware and application programs. The operating system manages the computer and network resources through storage management, disk input/output, communication linkages, program scheduling, and monitoring system usage for performance and cost allocations. Familiar operating systems include Windows, Unix, Linux, and the Mac/OS application software is controlled by an operating system and fills various computing needs such as to orchestrate, plan, transform, source, order, account for, fulfill, and return products and services. Software can be judged by its relative cost, its reliability, failure rate, its relevance, usefulness, and time until obsolescence, its scalability, bandwidth or number of users it can accommodate, and its maintainability, relative cost to create, configure, or upgrade. In the conventional software application model, the user purchases a software package and license, paying a one-time or annual fee. The user owns the software, and the vendor or developer provides support and updates according to the terms of the licensing agreement, which may require paying an annual maintenance fee or separate fees per upgrade. An alternative to this is software as a service, SaaS, defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a software licensing and distribution model that provides access to applications via the internet on a subscription basis. A service provider hosts the application at its data center and customers access it through a web browser. This is often referred to as on-demand software and used by companies to avoid purchasing, implementing, and maintenance costs. With SaaS, the software is not downloaded to the user's computer or server. The organization effectively rents the software. SaaS software licenses are still used to indicate the number of authorized users and so on, but the license is in force only so long as the subscription, usually monthly, is kept current. SaaS eliminates time required for installations and upgrades. For example, Google's word processing and spreadsheet tools fulfill the basic criteria of a SaaS application, a vendor, Google. Logic and data stored in a central location. End-user access to data and software run and used over the internet. This example can be classified as one broad category of SaaS, customer-oriented services. Business-oriented SaaS applications are often lines of business services or business solutions for processes such as supply chain management, customer relations, and others. Exhibit 2-11 summarizes some basic advantages of SaaS for users and vendors. Certainly, SaaS does not come without challenges. Vendors must constantly reaffirm that SaaS solutions are lighter, simpler, more intuitive, and more agile. Users are looking to vendors to facilitate easier deployments and provide more robust integration strategies that recognize the heterogeneous environments that most customers now run and will run in the near future. Application areas where functionality is fairly standardized and commoditized, such as customer relationship management, security, sales support, and the IT help desk, are thus far the most prevalent uses for SaaS. Gaps in customization and integration capabilities make SaaS less appealing in areas requiring specialization or complex real-time integration. Configuration. Configuration from an information system architecture standpoint refers to how the actual hardware, operating system, application software, and networks are arranged. The most common configuration is a client/server system, where the clients are personal computers, PCs, or devices, and the servers may be mainframe systems. The operating system runs the clients and the servers. The client/server concept involves distributing processing tasks so that the client takes care of local low data demand tasks, and the server/mainframe performs general high data demand tasks for the company. The extended chain of suppliers and customers operates primarily over the internet, which is a distributed form of the client/server structure, or a network of networks in which the web browser is the client connected to a web server. Another option for configuration with supply chain partners or other internal offices is cloud computing, described in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as an emerging way of computing in which data is stored in massive data centers that can be accessed from any computer connected to the internet. Cloud computing allows authorized members to have virtual access to a network of remote servers, databases, or software no matter their actual location. It is a network of data centers enabling computing resources to be accessed and shared as virtual resources in a secure and scalable manner. Cloud applications are accessed on a web browser and are offered as software as a service, SaaS, or users can purchase or develop software and upload it to the cloud. Similarly, organizations can eliminate their owned platforms or infrastructure and lease platform as a service, PaaS, or infrastructure as a service, IS. SaaS providers may be PaaS customers and PaaS providers may be IaaS customers. That is, while cloud computing is often advertised as a way to connect with external service providers, it can also be used internally as a way to focus on core capabilities and outsource technology management. Standards and high adoption rates have made cloud computing mainstream. In a 2020 statistic, a survey cited in an article by Hunter Lowe, 87% of organizations indicated they used a hybrid cloud strategy. An example of a cloud computing standard is ISO/IEC 17788:2014. This standard was reviewed in 2021 and needed no update. It provides an overview of cloud computing and its terminology. Many say cloud-based systems can interface with an organization's enterprise resources planning systems. Many ERP systems have enhanced their delivery methods using cloud and web-based access, and cloud-only ERP systems such as NetSuite or Plex also exist. Supply chain software lends itself well to cloud-based applications due to the need to integrate so many partner systems. According to a Supply Chain News article by Bridget McCrea, the cloud portion of the supply chain management software market grew 2.5 times faster than the overall market in 2019, a year in which cloud software represented 34% of supply chain management applications. Supply chains want to use clouds both to reduce costs and to increase agility. Here are some other benefits of using cloud versions of supply chain management software from the Lowe article. Supplier quality management can track the same metrics across the chain and help ensure that specific materials are used by providing bill of material visibility slash control. Delays or early completion data can be shared automatically with supply chain partners to reduce cycle times. Metrics on overall equipment effectiveness, OEE, and availability can be more easily integrated into higher level decisions, not just the shop floor. Some regulatory forms can be automatically created, such as a device history record required by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration on batch, lot, and unit data. Real-time track and trace is more achievable and scalable with cloud-based partners. Application programming interfaces, APIs, are becoming more common, and the cost of integration is falling, allowing existing applications and specialty clouds to be leveraged quickly rather than reinventing them. Cloud-based warehouse management systems can automatically aggregate inventory at various network levels. Pricing slash quoting, customization requests, and approvals can be automated, reducing errors. Some systems can integrate early lifecycle tools, such as for new product introductions, into production planning systems to provide readiness reviews. Exhibit 2-12 shows the technology components of information system architecture, including the connection to external systems, over the internet or via cloud computing. Exhibit 2-12, Information System Architecture Components.